Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And Alex Zetlow is here. He covers the Panthers for the Charlotte Observer. And Alex, thanks for stopping by, man. We are curious to know, more importantly, what's the progress of this football team? We know they had some injuries up front. And how do you think that affects not only Bryce Young, but this offense and what we expect to see on Sunday?
Yeah, it's a great question. And that's probably the biggest question mark going forward into this Atlanta game, because the Panthers' offensive line was supposed to be the most stable unit on this entire roster pretty much going into 2025. And they did play pretty well throughout the first games, despite the fact that the Panthers lost the first two games. Bryce did have, outside of really the first two drives of the Arizona Cardinals game, he's had time to throw, had time to make decisions. He hasn't made the best decisions in those moments, obviously, with the five turnovers, but the offensive line was supposed to be good and has been good up until this point. Now you lose Robert Hunt, a Pro Bowler last year. You lose Austin Corbett, who won out the center competition this training camp and has been like a really important voice in the locker room since he joined the Panthers in 2022. So it will be a big deal. And also on top of all that, the Falcons possess the best pass rush that the Panthers have faced this season. So that adds on to it as well.
Talk about the receiver core. McMillan looks like a stud. Leggett, after all the hype and sort of the pop culture phenomenon he's become, seems like he's having a really bad start to the season.
Yeah, so this receiving core is kind of it's in an interesting spot right now, because like you said, Teteroa McMillan I think is ahead of schedule when you consider him being a rookie, and yes, he had all these expectations being the number 8 overall pick, but like the way he's playing, the way he's moving, the way he's kind of taking on already sort of this leadership role in the wide receiver room is really interesting. It is a young group, like mid-20s throughout the entire group between Bryson Tremaine, Teteroa McMillan, Xavier Leggett, and all these people. Really, they only have one 30-plus, or now two, older guys with Hunter Renfrow, who's, I think, 29, right, and David Moore, who's 31 or 32 or so. But it's a really young group, and Teteroa has definitely been like a leader in that in that unit. Conversely, Xavier Leggett has seemed to make a regression in his second year. He faced a lot of criticism this week after two rough starts to the game. There are a whole bunch of stats that can bear out his poor start. Among them, he is averaging negative yards in yards after catch per reception, which is not good, particularly someone of his size who should be able to catch the ball, and his size and speed should be able to catch the ball and make positive plays out of it. And he's also dropping passes. He didn't get 2 feet in bounds in one play against the Jaguars. Like, there are a whole bunch of examples of this. The Panthers need Xavier Leggett to be good, to be a good dynamic offense. They need their first round pick of 2024 to be good. And he hasn't been that yet, but the team believes in him. Dave Canales believes in him, and Bryce Young will still give him his chances.
Alex, what's the vibe on Dave Canales? What's the vibe there?
You mean from the fans?
Well, that and just how he's being received. I mean, do people like him? Do you think these guys like him in that locker room? I mean, he is fairly a new coach. I mean, last year, but what's the vibe?
I think the players like him. I don't think that there's any question that he is from the Pete Carroll sort of model. He is very much, I am trying, like the New York Times ran a story about Pete Carroll, like at the height of his fame in Seattle. And I read this headline, Pete Carroll is trying to change your life. And Dave Canales is very much of that mold. Like he's trying, like he wants to literally wring out the best in every single player. And I think players really like gravitate to that. They gravitate towards optimism, his unrelenting positivity and all these things. When it comes to how the rest of the city embraces him, the city hasn't had back-to-back winning seasons in franchise history since the first season in 1995. They haven't had a winning season in seven seasons. They started 0-2 for a fourth consecutive time. The fans will embrace him when he wins, and I know that is really simple and
but true,
kind of boring to say.
But true, yes.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, really, at the end of the day, it comes down to if he wins, this team will embrace him. He's a very likable guy. It's hard not to root for someone who is so authentically positive. But at the end of the day, winning is what gets it done. You know. Right. So does that?
Oh yeah. No, absolutely.
Okay, no, we're basically in the same boat. We haven't been to the playoffs in seven seasons. You know, we're just this is the best defensive performance, Alex Zetlow, by the way, from Charlotte Observer, with us on the WadeFord.com hotline. That's the best defensive performance Falcons have had since November of 17. To give you some perspective on where we are.
Holy moly.
Yeah, talk about your defense. We're used to Derrick Brown. We use the phrase the Kool-Aid man, because he breaks through like that guy. He's always been tough for us. They went and spent some money on guys like Trevon Moehrig, and they've added some pieces on the defense. Talk about the Panthers' defensive side, and what are they going to be doing?
Yeah, man. The defense on paper made a lot of strides in the off season. They spent a lot of money on that defensive line. They went out and got a pass rusher from Kansas, an interior nose tackle, but also a pass rusher guy in Turk Wharton, who won a couple Super Bowls for the Kansas City Chiefs. Went and got this guy, Bobby Brown, from the Los Angeles Rams, who was just this in free agency, who was just like this built like a truck guy. They spent all their time fortifying their defensive line, which was really an issue last year because, like, they were losing the battle at the line of scrimmage literally every time, which makes it very difficult to have a decent time against the run. And literally before last week, the Panthers had allowed 200 or more rushing yards in seven consecutive games dating back to last season. So, and that obviously includes the Atlanta Falcons finale. So, from 2024. So, like, they needed to make those strides, and they did. They went and invested in the defensive line. That said, they did only allow 82 rushing yards last week, and so the run game might be showing signs of life. But where they're getting killed now is at the linebacker spot, and truly, the tight ends are wreaking havoc on this team. I don't have the stats right in front of me, but the two Cardinals tight ends combined for like 123 yards and eight catches, and Trey McBride just went crazy and was getting everything he wanted. And even when the Panthers had good pass rush, like it was almost like Kyler Murray could just like toss it up to their tight ends and he'd be open. So finding a way to like be good in coverage against good tight ends or against good receiving running backs is like a big deal. And guess what? That's a real strength of the Falcons between Bijan Robinson literally probably being the best player in the NFL right now.
Right.
And, you know, Kyle Pitts having a lot of upside as a receiver. So, like, I don't know. So we do game predictions every week at the paper. And just, like, every time I try to break down this matchup,
we win.
See the Falcons having the edge. Yeah.
Yeah, really, you can say it. It's okay.
Don't
win.
Don't bully him.
No, I mean, it's true.
Look, I've been saying this all week. I'm a big believer in what I saw last week. Alex is trying to wreck his brain, though. He's like, well, we can win the game if, and then he realizes.
Now you're bullying the man.
But let me ask you, Alex.
It's a good point. I'm literally just going through everything methodically, and it's like, yep, the Falcons have the edge here. Yep, the Falcons have the edge here. But, hey, guess what? It's the NFL.
I looked up this stat.
Like, I think the Falcons and the Panthers have split the series since 2019. So even when the Panthers were terrible in that 2023 year, like one of their two wins was against the Falcons somehow. Like
we gave that to you.
Stuff happens in this rivalry, but like all that said, yes, the Falcons are. I think they're legit good.
Yeah. The 23 win we gave to you. That was the Mariota.
Oh, that was a grenade toss in the rain. We were there.
That was brutal.
Yes.
Alex, was the benching of Bryce Young the best thing to happen to him last season?
I think if you look at it statistically, you could definitely make the argument that it was. I mean, he played a lot better post benching and was – and really, the last four games of the season, he was kind of on fire. Like his, I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but as a passer, he ranked among the top 10 passers those last four games of the season. Now, was it good for him? It's a nuanced question because how does that impact his relationship with Dave Canales, who is this guy who was brought in to rejuvenate Bryce, who was brought in because he was a quarterback whisperer who like rejuvenated Geno Smith's career, rejuvenated Baker Mayfield's career. Like it's an interesting question. All I know is that Bryce in 2025 hasn't played up to his potential, and that's because of turnovers. Truly,
right.
If you really want to break it all down, you can't. Your first drive of the game, you can't have a fumble return for a touchdown. Your second drive of the game, you can't string together a couple first downs. And then throw an interception like that just can't happen. So, in order to answer that question, was it the best thing for Bryce? He needs to show consistent quarterback play in 2025, but it very well could be.
And last thing, Alex Zetlow, guys, wrapping up. The Charlotte Observer covers the Panthers, the DC, and again, it's Ajiro, right? Is his name? That's how do you pronounce his name? The DC for the Carolina Panthers.
Ajiro Evero.
That's it. I want to make sure I got it right. Ajiro Evero. Is he a blitz-happy guy? I mean, we've seen a lot of high – basically, teams are trying to take away the deep ball, so it's been like too high safety. Is it in his DNA to blitz a lot or just kind of move things around?
No, he actually doesn't blitz a lot in this 3-4 scheme. He does a lot of – like I don't mean to be reductive about it, but it seems to be a bit more of basic pressures when it comes to attacking the quarterback versus someone like Jonathan Gannon, who the Panthers played last week, who were having two down linemen and then like five defensive backs right along the line, and the Panthers had to guess who was rushing after Bryce and which guys were stunting or whatever, and it just caused a whole bunch of issues. Like, that's not really Evero's thing. When this defense is at its best is when it is stout in the run game and like forcing you into a passing situation on 3rd and 5, 3rd and 6 because like their coverage is really good. J.C. Horn has graded out among the best cornerbacks in the NFL this year. Mike Jackson, the other cornerback, has been really good as well. Like it's good against stopping quarterbacks from getting really hot. Now I say that, and Michael Penix just like threw all over this Panthers defense last year. So I mean, I'm just saying what it's supposed to be, you know?
Yeah.
But that's really more his thing. It's less about like dialing up these exotic blitzes and more just.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, let's do our run fits and let's force them into passing situations, because if you force them into passing situations, then we're winning.
Great stuff. Appreciate you stopping by, Alex. It'll be fun up there in Charlotte, man. Take care, and we'll talk to you next time.
Yeah, no, I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
All right, he writes for the Charlotte Observer. What did you take from that? We're better. That's it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.